What's good? This is your boy Internal Sadist. And this is going to be part two to why black people don't vote Republican lately. This is going to be the third reason I kind of sort of left out in the last video that I actually did. The third reason being, and it's going to be a big one, Republicans don't really capitalize on the fact that they're the party who freed slaves, and they're the party who were first electing black people into Congress between the years of 1870 and 1935. All black people who were elected to Congress were Republican. As of late, not so much. 1 in 37 black people elected in the office or Congress or, you know, in general, are Republican. This is the third reason that I kind of sort of left out to make another video on. Y'all did all this stuff. Y'all freed slaves. You don't use this to your advantage in your great history. That's a problem. The irony to that is the Democratic Party, the one who founded the Ku Klux Klan, it's like they're capitalizing on years of slavery. Almost like they have a Stockholm, like almost like black people have a Stockholm syndrome to the Democratic Party. This is how Republicans are missing out. Your lack of support for black candidates, and the fact that only 1 in 37 black people that have been elected in lately have been Republicans. Herein lies the rub. It's not my job to fix it because, quite frankly, I'm not running for office or Congress. It's your job to fix it. It's your job to promote awareness. Get all the black people out of their Stockholm syndrome to the Democratic Party. Because quite frankly, that 400-500 years of slavery that they went through had a serious devastating effect on them. And the Democrats are pretty much capitalizing on that Stockholm syndrome and that 400-500 years of slavery that African Americans went through. And all these things that I just named were the 1 in 37 and, you know, the lack of support for black candidates all fall under PR. Democrats just spin it to make it look like you're the bad guys. Meanwhile, they're the bad guys. Sad, but funny how nobody ever learns from their mistakes. But I digress.